The Osgood File, Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
I am put together entirely with 3D printed parts and I can make 42 different movements.
This is not just another talking, gesticulating robot.
See that?
This is a talking, gesticulating robot which you will someday be able to download directly to your 3D printer. More after this from Charlie. The day is coming when you'll be able to order your new robot friend and have it downloaded to your 3D printer. CBS's Brooke Silva Braga was introduced to Sarah.
Students at the Stevens Institute of Technology built a moving, talking, Simon Says playing robot.
Her name is Sarah.
Even more incredible is how easily a robot like Sarah can be created with a $300 3D printer.
I will now move my index finger.
Sarah is now on display at the Liberty Science Center in New Jersey.
She is all 3D print parts. So even her eyes, her ears, every part, over 500 parts.
Students printed her limbs, joints, bones, and other mechanical parts in PVC plastic.
This is the same technology now being used by doctors for everything from dental reconstruction to custom printed prosthetics. And so as long as we're printing body parts, they figured, why not assemble them into a completely artificial body?
Professor Kishore Pojiraju oversaw Sarah's creation and says the ability to print stronger, more flexible plastics will lead to even greater possibilities.
They are no longer parts that are for visual purposes only. They are actually very functional.
Sarah cost about $2,000. As for the gestation period,
it took about 4 kilos of plastic, printed over 500 hours to make me.
That's about 21 days. And presumably, all the education she needs will be downloadable for a fraction of the cost of an Ivy League degree. So there it is. Welcome to your new instant family. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.